It's time for Teach Me What You Know. Each week we get an expert to teach us something new. Last week we learned how to start running. This week we're learning how to camp just in time for a Memorial Day weekend.
Evan Rice is with us. He's an outdoor enthusiast and a Boy Scout leader. Evan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, so the idea of camping, it seems pretty simple. You go into the woods with a tent, but for camping newbies, there are different kinds of camping experiences that we can have. What different kinds of camping things are out there? What experiences can we have when we're camping?
Well, luckily in the Midwest, we have just about every kind of camping you can possibly imagine, due to the fact that we do get all four of the seasons and we have such varied kind of terrain and water and all sorts of things that the outdoors can provide. This time of year, kind of the typical camping that a family might go do is, you know, to find a nice state or a county park and, you know, kind of rent a spot, make a reservation for a spot, bring their camping gear and kind of what I call car camping, right? Kind of pull right up with their car, pull their stuff out and camp right there. You can take it to any more extreme or even less extreme than that. You can rent a cabin where it's like a little house in the woods. You can, you know, or you can go way more extreme where you're backpacking the Porcupine Mountains in the UP or, you know, going, you know, you can go all the way to like the Appalachian Trail and, you know, really do, you know, hardcore off the beaten path type stuff. There's just there's no limits either direction.
So you can kind of dip your toe in the water and get maybe a rustic cabin or you can go all the way to the Appalachian Trail end of the spectrum. What's your favorite kind of camping?
Me personally, I like it to where I feel like I'm sort of alone and isolated in the woods, but I'm close enough to some conveniences where if I want to go take a hot shower, that's an option too. I've done kind of the super rugged outdoor camping, and I've done kind of the cabin camping. And my perfect idea of camping is you're in a campsite. You're not too close to a million other people. It's quiet. You can't hear any busy roads. You've got all the little things you need to be comfortable, but, you know, a hot shower is just a walk down to a parking lot away.
So we've got a fabulous state park system here in Wisconsin. How do you feel about that angle?
I love it. I think state parks are, without a doubt, especially for beginner or moderate campers, or even campers that are getting a little up in years and maybe aren't physically as able to stress themselves as much but still want to get in the outdoors, the state and county park systems in Wisconsin are phenomenal.
And some of them are more rustic and some of them have more amenities. Some of them have showers and flush toilets.
Right. Absolutely. You can, and most of the state and county parks have online reservation systems where you can do a little research ahead of time to kind of find out, you know, about the campground. So if you know you want hot showers, you can go online and search for state parks or county parks with hot showers available. Or if you're looking for something that's a little more isolated, you can find that too.
Well, let's dig into what you need if you're going to go camping, because the last thing you want is to get out there and you forgot something vital to your survival in the woods. So what do you recommend as sort of a baseline of stuff you need when you're going to go camping?
Right, sure. So when you're kind of prepping to go camping, you know, as any parent of a young child would tell you, you have to plan for kind of the four essentials, right? You need to plan for eat, sleep, poop, and play, right? So you know, eat is what you're going to eat while you're there, how you're going to take care of your meals, sleep, tents, sleeping bags, you know, all that kind of stuff, accommodation, right? You know, poop, that comes to toilets, showers, bathing, sanitation, dishwashing, you know, things you're going to need to do for yourself while you're out there that you don't necessarily think about because we have all that stuff built in the home. And then play, what you're going to do while you're there is just as important as any of the other stuff because you get out there and you don't have anything to do or it rains and the first thing you had planned falls out. You know, did you bring a board game to sit at the picnic table and play with your kids or did you bring a deck of cards or something else or a good book you've been wanting to read and haven't had time? All that stuff comes in when you're planning.
Now, I'm trying to get back into camping. It's been a while. I did it more when I was younger, and we need a new tent. What do you recommend as far as buying a tent?
So I think the thing about tents is, much like in many other things, is you get what you pay for. But there are a few brands that are kind of at a low to medium price range that I personally really think are worth every penny for what you get. The Eureka Tetragon series is sort of a dome-style tent in different sizes. So there's the 7, 8, and 9, and those are different. So depending on how much space you need, those are really nice tents. And they're they're a little more expensive than what you would pay for like a tent from a Walmart or something, but the quality and, you know, the fact that you know you're going to stay dry is an important factor.
Yeah.
Another brand of tents I've been actually very impressed with is the Gander Mountain Guide Series brands. I feel like, again, for the price point for a proprietary brand, that's, those are really nice kind of entry-level tents. If you don't want to go that route, the one thing I would recommend, especially in this area with the rain that we're capable of getting, is when you look at the tent, make sure that the rain cover, the rain fly as we call it,
mm-hmm.
goes almost all the way to the bottom of the tent, at least on, you know, the two sides or the three sides that it covers. Because what that means is as the rain comes down, it's not going to run down a big portion directly on the tent itself. Most single-layer tents, if the outside gets wet and you touch it on the inside, you'll form condensation on the inside of the tent, and you'll get basically dew all over your stuff on the inside of the tent without that extra level of
protection. Okay, well, that's a good tip. So have the rain fly go almost to the bottom of the tent.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
As close to the ground as you can get it, yeah.
And so as far as clothing goes, I mean, do you need to geek out and go somewhere expensive and buy outdoor gear that's, you know, fancy rain-repellent shorts or water-repellent, you know, shoes? Or can you just bring your average stuff? What do you need as far as clothing?
Well, I think, again, it depends on what kind of camping you're going to do. I think if we go with kind of what we were talking about with the state parks and the county parks, it, you know, dress as you normally would, just be aware of the weather conditions, you know, and plan maybe for them to be a little worse than the forecast says, especially this time of year. It gets really cold at night, you know, so having a couple extra pairs of warm socks, a couple pairs of, you know, warm clothes. And another thing, too, is don't sleep in the clothes that you wore during the day. Just by being out and about, often clothes will get damp.
Hmm.
If you climb into your sleeping bag with damp clothes on, now you've got that moisture trapped in there with you. And if you do start to get cold, it's going to be a lot harder to get warmed up. So what I usually do is I take a pair of pajamas that stay in my tent, stay dry, and before bed I change into them. And that's all the way down to my underwear and socks. Just get the damp clothes off of you for the night while you're sleeping.
Okay, let's move on to the really fun part, camping food. I always think that camping food is, well, it can be fantastic or it can be kind of a charred muddle, but it can be really fun. What do you suggest for camping food?
Right. So there's a million ways to cook food with camping. And my experience with the Scouts is we've almost taken it to like a competitive level, right? What can you make over a campfire? But I think that, you know, you can make it as simple or as complicated as you'd like. You can buy a little Coleman stove and bring some frying pans and cook just like you would at home on a stovetop if you want. Or you can really go all out and say, I'm only cooking over the fire this weekend. And that can be as simple as hot dogs on a stick that everybody did as a kid or, you know, s'mores. Some of the fun things we like to do is, you know, make prepackaged meals in tinfoil. And then you can take the tinfoil and just set it on, wrap it completely in the tinfoil and just set it on a hot bed of coals. Wait till it starts steaming really good and pull it out, you know.
So what's an example of one that you would, a prepackaged meal that you would do that with?
Well, there's a few, you know, kind of an example I've used in the past is I'll take hamburger meat and kind of spread it along the bottom of a piece of tinfoil, and I'll sprinkle taco seasoning all over the top of it. And then I'll bring tortillas and lettuce and tomatoes and other things you don't need to cook, and you just drop the taco meat onto the fire and let it cook, and then when you're done, you pull it out, you use a spatula, kind of break it up a little bit, and then you've got tacos ready to eat, and you don't even have to wash the frying pan.
That's a pretty good way to go. I've done that with potatoes, so it sounds like you can kind of branch out and do a lot of stuff with that. So
yeah,
I heard a rumor that you can make an egg on a stick.
Yeah, you can cook an egg on a stick just like a marshmallow if you're really careful. It essentially hard boils it, except you're not using water to cook it. You take the tip of a sharp knife, and kind of on the two elongated ends of the egg, you poke really small little holes with the tip, real careful not to break the rest of the egg. Then you find yourself a green stick, like something that's really green and has a lot of moisture in it so it doesn't burn. And you whittle it down till it's really small, and you put it all the way through the egg, through those two holes. And as the egg cooks, the yolk hardening will seal the holes you made, and it'll just cook right inside the shell over the fire as you hold it there with your stick.
Wow. Well, I want to move on to safety because, you know, you want to be safe when you're out there. You don't want to do anything that's going to endanger yourself or your family. What do we need to know about that?
Well, I think one of the biggest things with safety is always have, like, an agenda as far as where you're going to be and when you're going to be there, and leave that with a couple other people. You always hear stories about people lost in the mountains and no one knows where they are, right? So if you're going to be in the outdoors, make sure that someone who's not with you knows where you're going and kind of when you're supposed to be places so they notice if you don't come back. Another big thing that a lot of people that are new to camping might not understand is fire safety. You know, as far as if you're going to have a fire, make sure it's in a predetermined fire pit. Make sure that, you know, you're not keeping anything too close to the fire pit, especially your tent. When I used to work at a scout camp, we'd do a demo every year for scouts to show just how fast a tent can burn to the ground. And it's pretty spectacular, depending on the type of tent, from old canvas tents to the newer nylon tents. And they've got some of the newer materials are a little more flame resistant, but, you know, don't ever have an open flame inside your tent. Make sure your tent is as far as reasonably possible from your fire pit or any cooking flames. And, you know, and as far as other things, you know, just being aware of your surroundings and, you know, the risks you're taking, especially this year with water and the coldness of the water, so right this time of year with hypothermia, and making sure you bring a first aid kit for minor cuts and scrapes and bruises. And then another thing, too, most places still today now cell phones work. You know, you really have to go far now to be completely out of cell phone range and some of the more rugged stuff. So make sure your cell phone's with you and that you've got a way to keep it charged.
Okay, and Evan, for our last question, this one is in honor of our awesome producer, Amanda Magnus. What do you do when you're camping?
Sure. So
she's from Baltimore. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That's always the question, right? Like, well, we're camping, now what?
You know?
For me, I've kind of evolved to the point where I'm just, like, happy to, like, slowly sit and watch a stick burn. You know what I mean? Just the quiet and the calm. But there's a million different things you can do while you're camping. And when you're researching your campground, a lot of them have playgrounds if you have kids. A lot of them have beachfronts where you can go and swim or sunbathe for the day. A lot of them have boating opportunities. There's hiking trails, mountain biking trails. There, you can bring games with you. A lot of people bring, like, beanbag toss or ladder toss games with them. You know, there's cards, there's board games. For kids, there's so much stuff. Just, it's, you know, in our digital world today, we're so used to, like, pre-canned entertainment that we've sort of lost good ways to make our own fun. You know, just going into the woods and building a fort or starting a rock collection or just tons of things that kids would love to do that they would never think to do at home because they're too kind of stimulated by the things that they're used to at home.
And, of course, just sitting by that fire, that's pretty great.
I know, it's just quiet and peaceful and nobody bothers you and the fire keeps the bugs away, and that's kind of my favorite part of camping, is just the peace and the quiet.
Well, let camping season begin. Evan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Evan Rice, outdoor enthusiast and Boy Scout leader.